This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. June is Pride Month, and authorities are now asking for help locating suspects who are stealing Pride flags around the Denver area. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
There have been 6 reported incidents in Arvada. In Lakewood, another homeowner reported the theft of a Pride flag. And in Denver, a flagpole with a Pride flag was ripped out and thrown to the ground. In several cases, the thieves included derogatory messages. No arrests have been made. Earlier this month, the Colorado GOP called on people to burn Pride flags. The party chairman, Dave Williams, said the Pride movement was harming children. Williams has faced widespread criticism for his message, even within his own party. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
RTD says it will soon begin repairs on track defects that are slowing down E and H line trains in the southern Denver metro to 10 miles an hour. RTD rail boss Dave Jensen says only small sections of track need attention.
This is not a full depth replacement. This is us going in, cutting out a piece of rail and putting a new piece in that's brand new, shaping it properly, and restoring service completely.
Jensen says crews should make progress by September. Commuters say the slowdowns and other repair projects have made some lines virtually unusable. Starting this week, Denver Metro cities are giving out packets of wildflower seeds at libraries and rec centers. The group Generation Wild hopes people will get outside and plant the flowers to support pollinators. They want to give out about 100,000 wildflower packets. That amounts to roughly 56 million seeds. This is CPR News.